In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of God's Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. We're on the downhill side of our trek through the eight Beatitudes. We've done four, well, five. We've done four, we've got four left. We've talked about how the Beatitudes are like a ladder. So the second one builds on the first, and they build up on each other. But I give you this also to think about. The first four, maybe perhaps, are about our attitude toward and how we interact with our God. And the following four maybe are about our attitude toward and how we interact with our neighbor. We remember that the greatest commandment is that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. We remember that the Ten Commandments are broken that same way. The first are about how you relate to God. The second are about how you relate to each other. The Beatitudes, therefore, make sense that they follow the same thing. The first four, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Poor in spirit, because you realize you must fully rely on God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. You mourn the things that keep you away from God. You truly repent and mourn of the things that stand between you and a right relationship with the Creator. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. The meek being willing to own up to the things that keep us away from God. Willing to say, I can't do it without you, God. And the fourth, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. When you thirst and hunger for what God deems is right. When you hunger and thirst for doing right by God. The first four are about how you interact with God. Now we're on Beatitude number five, the first of which talks about how we interact with one another. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Mercy perhaps means to have compassion for people in need. Think of where you've seen the word mercy. Think of where, just driving around, where have you seen the word mercy? Hospitals. In my mind, I think about St. Joseph Mercy Hospital in Pontiac, where I did my CPE. I think about St. Joe's Mercy in Ann Arbor, where I had those classes at. You see the word mercy in comparison to hospitals. Compassion for those in need. So how does Jesus' example of how many times we should forgive have anything to do with having compassion on someone in need? Our translation this morning says that Peter asked Jesus, and we love Peter because he's always one tick off of having it completely right. He says, then Peter said to Jesus, Lord, how many times should I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Should I forgive as many as seven times? Seven being a good biblical number, right? And what's Jesus say? Well, it depends on your translation. Some translate it like this morning. It says not just seven times, but 77 times. Some translate it not just seven times, but 70 times seven times, which is a whole lot bigger number. What is that, 490? Whether it is 77 times or 490 times or 1,000 times, you keep forgiving. And then Jesus launches into the parable of the one who showed mercy and the one who did not, right? He says, here's the master. Servant comes to him, and the master says, you owe me 10 bags of gold. What is it, 10 bags of gold? 10,000 bags of gold. And when threatened with being sold, with threatened being cast off and his family and all his belongings. To pay the debt, the poor servant hits his knees and says, "Please have mercy on me." And the master is merciful and says, "Since you have asked, you need to pay it back when you can." Well, then our servant who has just been showed mercy, who you'd think be running on a pretty good high right this minute and being thankful, he goes and finds his servant buddy and says, "Hey, you owe me 10 coins. 10,000 bags, 10 coins. Pay me back what you owe me." You would think mercy pays mercy, right? So the second guy says, "I don't have it. Can please be merciful. Can you please cut me some slack and I'll pay it back when I can." And he who was showed mercy was the least merciful person in the story. "Nope, away with you." What changes to a fairy tale? Lock him in the dungeon with the dragon and throw away the key. How many times, not looking for a show of hands, how many times are we like that first servant? Where we have been forgiven, or we have been shown mercy, or someone has shown compassion to us in our time of need. And when someone else in need comes to us, we don't have the time. We don't have the mercy. We don't have the gumption. We don't have the whatever. And we use crosswords. Get out of my face. Go away from me. Pay it back now. How many times, and I'm counting myself in this, how many times have we maybe not had the patience for somebody that has shown a ton of patience for us? Jesus continues his parable. And he says, the other servants saw what happened. They'd watched the whole thing. They'd watched the first servant be given mercy. They watched him throw the other guy in prison and throw away the key. And they went back to the master and they said, it's real great that you were nice to this guy, but this is what he just did. Something's not quite right in Jerusalem here with this one, sir. And the master goes, I was merciful to you. I showed you mercy. And what did you do in return? You didn't know how to show mercy in return. You couldn't follow the example that you'd been given. So guess what? You go get in the cell with him till you can pay back your debt, which is how many times greater than the second guy's, right? When we talk about, when Jesus says, blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy, maybe what he's getting at goes not only with hospitals, not only with food pantries, and not only with apologies and forgiveness, but the thing that melds in the middle of all of them, right? Because where I stand and the way I look at things, every last one of the people, people that are in hospitals, people that have to come to the food pantry, people who are in need of forgiveness, both servants included, are all in the same boat that so many of us are in or have been in, and it's that need for something. It's that need for a connection. It's that need for knowing that you're loved. It's that need for just a little breathing room. It's a need to be recognized. It's a need to be seen. It's a need to be known. Mercy is having compassion for people in need. It doesn't say what kind of need. Jesus didn't say be merciful to those who need it. Blessed are those who are merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. It doesn't say what the mercy needs to be for. It doesn't say be merciful to those who are hungry, though we said that plenty of times, feed my sheep, clothe my sheep, right? It doesn't say be merciful to those who have wronged you. You should forgive not seven, but 77 times. He says these things, but in the Beatitudes, Jesus doesn't put a disclaimer on it. He doesn't put a caveat on it. He said, blessed are those who show mercy, who are merciful. Blessed are those who have compassion on someone in need. For they shall be shown mercy. Maybe it's about stopping long enough to listen. How many times when you have been, just think about this for a minute. How many times have you been in a spot where all you wanted was someone to listen to you? They didn't have to agree. They didn't have to disagree. They didn't have to argue. All you needed them to do was listen. How many people were there to listen to you? When someone has come up to you and all they need is you to listen, how many times have you been willing to sit and listen? I think that's a problem. Because if we're honest with ourselves and we are meek enough to be honest, I think if we're honest with ourselves, what we will realize is that most of the problems that we face today, whether in the church or in society or in our families or in our community or in wherever we have the problems, I think most of them come down to we've forgotten how to listen. And more than that, we've forgotten how to listen so that the other person is heard. Because what we do when we listen is we listen so we can respond. Think about that for a half a minute. The last time you listened to somebody who you didn't necessarily agree with, were you listening to hear their point, or were you already formulating your response in your mind while they were talking? I know which side of that I fall on, and it's not the one I'm proud of. Blessed are those who are merciful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are you when you reach out to somebody in need, whatever that need is. For when you are in need, your needs will be filled, right? It's about how we interact with each other. It's about how we love one another as God first loved us. It's about that line in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. The first four of Beatitudes are about how we interact with God. We cannot do number five until we do one through four. You cannot be a truly merciful person until you've learned that you must fully rely on God, that you are nothing without the presence of God in your life, and that you really don't have it together until you say, I don't have it together without God. You can't be merciful until you have mourned over the things that keep you from the great merciful God. You can't be merciful until you are meek enough to own up to it. And you can't be merciful until you seek righteousness. You can't be merciful. You can't fill a need unless you have learned what it is. Until you can claim what God calls righteous and strive for that. On this Pentecost Sunday, we remember back in the way back of church history when that Holy Spirit wind blew through and everybody understood everybody else, though they were speaking in their own tongues. feel the Holy Spirit moving through this place. He's there. She's there. Feel the Holy Spirit moving through this place and let your ears be opened to the people you disagree with, to the people that you really don't understand what they're saying. Call on God. Pray for a little Holy Spirit intervention. And show mercy. Be compassionate to those in need. Because when your time of need comes, someone will be compassionate to you. Amen.